Rich Duffy, thanks for joining us on Mourns Radio. We've had the first pre-season friendly of 2023 here at Allsager Town for your Congleton Town team. It finished Allsager 2, Congleton 1. And I've just spoke to Dean Jones, their manager, and we said the result doesn't matter. What's your assessment of today's showing?
Yeah, he's probably right. Yeah, the result doesn't matter, even though, you know, you want to win every game you go into. That's without saying. But yeah, it's more about getting fitness into the boys and getting them used to playing football again, because, you know, they haven't done nothing for the best part of six to eight weeks. You know, we've had three or four sessions before today's game, and yeah, we're just getting used to getting back to it, really, and that's what it was. So
we've seen in the first half several trialists out for your side. Do you think that was a contributing factor of it finishing in an Allsager win? Because second half came on and it was like you brought on the cavalry, the likes of Needham, Hartson come on and score, Beaumont, and you could see your lads really take it to Allsager after the break.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was the case. I mean, you know, we had some young lads out there to start with, and I thought they did okay. You know, it's difficult coming into men's football, especially in pre-season when you're up against an opposition who's going to, you know, going to battle and work really hard, and that's what they did. And you know, they struggled a bit at times, but listen, they, you know, they tried their best, and in parts, you know, it was some nice stuff from them. So, but yeah, you know, it was always a case of, you know, we wanted to give our lads, you know, at least 45 minutes. The boys had come on. Some played longer than we wanted, but with the amount of players we've got unavailable at the minute with holidays and whatever else, and you know, some have played probably too many minutes, but there's nothing we can do about that, really.
The equaliser from Ethan Hartson on the hour mark. A lovely, well-taken goal, a team goal as well, from a set piece as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ethan's got that. He's coming along with some goals, and hopefully he'll contribute a lot more this season. So, you know, but going back to the game, we're pretty void on ideas today, and that's you know, my responsibility. We haven't done a lot in training, ball wise, as in, you know, match practice, and that's probably why we looked a little bit, you know, unstuck or coming stuck with ideas of, you know, so many different players coming in at different times. So that's natural. I think you'll see that from a lot of teams in pre-season, you know, a lot of trialists in and not really used to the way you play and etc. But the number one is get everyone fit, get everyone through uninjured, and then hopefully 3, 4, 5 games into pre-season you can start to express what you've been shown in training.
It was a very competitive game this afternoon. If you come in and as a neutral and thought, didn't know it was pre-season, you would have thought it was a league match. And speaking to Ian Corbishley during the game, he said Allsager Congleton is always tasty. It's the local derby. Did it feel like that on the touchline for yourself?
Yeah, I think second half especially, it got a little bit tastier. Some naughty tackles out there, but it is what it is. You know, is it pre-season? We want to battle. We want to try. You know, you can't pull out the tackles, but on the other hand, you don't want to get injured either. Because if you miss pre-season, it's a long old season then. So yeah, it got tasty all the time. Just spoke to the referee there, and he said, you know, on another day, you're probably looking at 2 reds and 5 or 6 yellows. You know, and it wasn't many bad tackles out there. It's probably 1 or 2, and a lot of petty stuff. So yeah, it got a bit tasty towards the end. But as I say, you know, boys haven't played for a while. Desperate to win. Desperate to, you know, show their manager what they can do on both sides of the teams, and that's how it panned out. Yeah,
you're building towards your debut season in the Midlands Football League, and I know everyone's talked loads about it because of what's gone on with other clubs, the likes of Winsford and Northwich Victoria. We've spoken to yourself on the Saturday Sports Show about Congleton's perspective. You're now a month or so away from starting in it. What are you expecting to it, and are you looking forward still to the new challenge?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of work to do after today. But the boys are where they are, where they need to be. So irrespective of the result today, if we lost 3-4-0, if we won 3-4-0, my thoughts on where we are at this stage of pre-season won the change. So, you know, I said that to them before the game. I said it to them after the game. You know, they need to trust where we're trying to get them to for the season. You know, and I know we're looking forward to, as you say, playing different teams, different part of the country. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, I hear a lot of rubbish talk, really, of, you know, you should go down there and you should win the league, you should do this, do that. I don't see it like that. I see it as, you know, it's going to be a massive, massive task for us, massive asked to go down there, new league, and perform. And if we do perform, we'll give a good chance of getting high up the table.